I think it's hard for people to visualize what that would really look like and what would really happen. So how could you explain to them what that physically would look like and how they would experience it?
Right. So, for example, right now there are less than 30 people that are hospitalized at our hospital. When we get into the 50s, that's when it really does start to strain the system. We start filling up the ICU, and that not only affects people with COVID, but with any other medical diagnosis. Let's say you present with a heart attack and need ICU care. If all the ICU beds are filled with COVID patients, then there's no place for you to receive care. That's the concern. And when we started getting into the higher numbers, we had to sort of think outside the box. How do we make more room? And there are contingency plans, for example, as other communities have done, to set up a field hospital to house other patients who are less sick to be able to create room for care. That obviously is not something we want to have to do, because I think the standard of care would inevitably decrease compared to what we're able to offer now. So, you know, the key message we want to convey is that that is a preventable situation, but it depends upon the behavior of all of us as citizens to do the right thing so that we don't get into that kind of dire situation.
And is there something that you'd like to see on a specific level of government to change the situation that we're in right now?
There needs to be a national mask mandate. There needs to be national leadership. It really cannot be done effectively state by state. If you have varying regulations by state, then inevitably the door is open for surges to happen. This was illustrated pretty clearly to us back after Labor Day. After Labor Day in the emergency room at New Hanover, we saw one patient after another come in positive for COVID, and it turns out that they were part of a group. And what they had done for Labor Day weekend was to rent a van and drive down to Georgia, where the bars and clubs were still open, and have a good weekend, but without social distancing. They all came down with COVID-19 and then returned to this area, and that's where we found that they were positive. But again, groups like that would be involved in spreading the virus unknowingly, because they may have been asymptomatic. That's one of the things that's really problematic with this virus, is that up to 40% of cases of COVID-19 patients don't have any symptoms, but they are contagious, and therein lies the problem. So we really need national leadership, a national mask mandate, as well as a very as efficient as possible a distribution of the vaccines when they become available. And in addition, we desperately need more testing capability. We're still struggling this far into the pandemic with having enough tests to be able to test as much as we really need to be doing to attack this pandemic.
Is it your impression that people, when they're socializing, they can only see who's in front of them, but they're not necessarily thinking about who they also do socialize with? I mean, have people really dropped their guard, making their social nets a lot wider because of that pandemic fatigue we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, exactly. And so if I were to invite people outside the house into my house, number one, we'd be masking, but also I would only invite people who I have a fair amount of confidence that they are really attending to the social distancing so that they reduce the risk that they're likely to get infected. So it's, but you know, I think a lot of people just aren't thinking along those lines. And you know, like right now in South Dakota, 60% test positive. I mean, that's just extraordinary. I heard a ICU nurse from there talking that they have patients who are dying of COVID in their ICUs, gasping for breath, but they still don't believe that it's COVID that in fact is causing their demise. So there are a lot of people who still believe this is a hoax, even if it's on their deathbed, which I found just to be extraordinary and also so extraordinarily sad that they don't grasp that.
And as you mentioned earlier, the holidays are fast approaching. So what's your lasting message for our community?
In our family, what we are doing for Thanksgiving, basically we have family around the world. And we are planning to have a Zoom dinner where the individual households basically time their Thanksgiving dinner to be at a particular time. Everybody gets on a Zoom call. We have computers up so that we can all see each other and basically have Thanksgiving dinner together. Everybody can talk and so forth, and so that we don't have to get together personally where people from different households could risk transmitting the virus to others. If someone is to get together with family, then it's very important, if they're from different households, everybody has to be masking. And preferably, if there's going to be a meal shared, that if possible outside with some outside heaters to make it more comfortable, and because you can't eat and mask at the same time. So it would be important for the different households that come together to be separated, preferably by 6 feet. And outdoors, again, is more safe than indoor eating. So again, the most important thing to remember is if you have people from other households coming in, no matter how closely you're related, particularly if you're indoors, everybody has to be masked, do the hand hygiene, and try to keep distance. And I know that is puts a damper on celebrations, but that is what would be required to help ensure the safety of people involved. The other thing is, a lot of people are getting COVID testing, but I would hasten to add that all a negative test means is that you're negative that day. So let's say you get tested and 2 days later you drive up to wherever to spend Thanksgiving. You could, in the meantime, convert to positive. And so the negative COVID test really is not particularly helpful in terms of telling the group that you are not COVID positive at the time that you do get together. Much more important would be people going up to a gathering that they are really distancing before the event, so that the likelihood that they will become infected is thereby reduced.
Dr. Kamitska, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure. Glad to be on, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody, as happy as we can possibly make it, but still being safe.